You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The long-awaited Auckland Light Rail project, originally pledged by Labor in the 2017 campaign, has finally begun preliminary work after years of delay. The route is planned to start in Wynyard Quarter, run underground towards Mount Roskill via the University's precinct in Kingsland, then surface and continue towards Mangere and the airport. But many have questioned the plan, arguing for the benefits of a surface route instead. I spoke to University of Auckland urban planning researcher Dr. Timothy Welch about the project. I first asked what the benefits and downsides were of the split approach.
Well, I think we could start with the downsides because that's what most people are talking about, and that's the heavy price tag. So we're talking several billion dollars added to the cost of light rail to tunnel it. I think the benefit that's being touted is that it can be done without disturbing as much commercial activity in the area or traffic patterns, and it can kind of go faster in the most dense urban area.
Many discussing the surface versus tunneled light rail approach have emphasized investing in multiple areas instead of putting all the eggs in one basket, so to speak. Is this network blindness from transport planners?
Yeah, the issue with building one very expensive line is that frequently, and there's a history of this happening in other countries, other cities, is that it stops there and it's hard to find the dollars to expand the network. And a single light rail line doesn't get you that much accessibility, which is really the goal of light rail. So bringing it above ground, shaving off a few billion dollars and expanding that network to capture more neighborhoods would be a lot more beneficial for the city.
So the added cost of tunneling isn't worth the high capacity and reliability?
Yeah, there's no other light rail system in the world that's tunneled. It's a very unusual approach. Typically, those are above ground. You have some other traffic management, so the light rail system's not stuck in traffic. And it really becomes a showpiece for the city, as well as another viable mode of public transportation. So certainly tunneling is an unusual approach.
What kind of overseas examples of similar projects exist, and is there anything we can learn from those?
There's a number of cities. If we just go right up to North America, there's a number of cities in the U.S. and in Canada that have very successfully implemented light rail systems that run what we call at grade or at street level that have been in existence for, you know, since the 1970s and serve a huge population. So really there's dozens of good examples to look at.
What other routes were planned for the project?
Right now, this is the main route. A number of routes were studied. The interesting thing is that a lot of the routes that were studied originally are where streetcars used to run decades ago in Auckland. So one of the main routes that has been proposed by proponents of light rail and not necessarily a tunneled route is to go above ground and then down Dominion Street. And that's an old streetcar route already. It hits a lot of neighborhoods, very high density areas. It's kind of a straight line, a wide road. And already the bus network there serves about 50% of all commute trips on that road. So it's a huge percentage already taking public transportation along that route. So replacing that with a light rail would be a really excellent option.
What would the disruption for surface light rail construction be like?
Yeah, it's not nearly as disruptive as tunneling with an open ditch. So when we build a tunneled system, sometimes we just cut right through the surface and block off the whole road. Parts of the CLR line are doing that now. And so that can be really disruptive. But typically when we're building light rail tracks online on the surface, we can just disturb part of the road and leave the other part open for traffic. There will be probably a loss of parking and maybe a lane to traffic, so there'll be some disruption in traffic flows. But certainly it's a faster build than tunneling, and again, it can bring a lot more people to that corridor after it's completed.
For the overall timeline of construction, what is the difference between a tunneled versus surface project?
It's hard to say right now, but tunneling is really complicated. It takes specialized equipment, and so it can be several years more to dig a tunnel and then build the tracks and all the infrastructure for that. You also need to build pretty substantial stations to take people underground to get to that light rail. So bringing it to the surface is exponentially faster, aside from being cheaper as well.
Some people have raised the idea of the risk that a tunnel project could balloon in size and time frame, similar to what the City Rail Link project has done. Is this a major concern?
Yeah, we've seen a huge growth in the cost for City Rail Link, City Rail Line. And part of that is to do with the pandemic and inflation. And certainly a light rail line would be subject to that as well. So the longer a project takes, the more risk we're taking on that those costs will grow a lot more. So if we can find a project that can be opened much faster, we cut down that risk of ballooning costs.
That was Dr. Tim Welch on the Auckland Light Rail Project.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.